Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, the sixth day of the week, Erev Shabbat Kodesh, and in the sixth Aliyah of Parshat Naso, we have 30 psukim. This Aliyah is a continuation of the listing of the gifts that the Nasi'im brought on the 12 days of dedication of the Mishkan. In the last Aliyah, we heard about the first five of the Nasi'im. In this Aliyah, we hear about the next five Nasi'im and the gifts that they brought. In this Aliyah, we hear about the gift and the korbanot that Shevet Ephraim brought on the seventh day. Elishama ben Amihud, as the Nasi of Shevet Ephraim, brought his gifts and korbanos on the seventh day. And the Medrash tells us that that day was Shabbos. However, if that day was Shabbos, we must ask a question. We know that the halacha is that a korban yachid may not be brought on Shabbos. A korban tzibur can be brought on Shabbos, but not a korban yachid. However, the korbanot that the Nasi'im brought were personal korbanot, korban yachid. And so we have to ask, why indeed was this korban yachid a private korban of Elishama ben Amihud? Why was his private korban allowed to be brought on Shabbos? And we have to ask another more general question, which many mefarshim ask. It's a fundamental question on this part of the parsha. How could the Torah, which is usually so frugal in its words, why would the Torah choose to print every single nasi and every single gift and every single korban? They're all identical. Many mefarshim ask and answer these questions. I'd like to share a most beautiful answer that is given by many mefarshim, including the Abarbanel and Rav Zalman Sarutskin and Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch. I'd like specifically to share the answer the way it's explained by the Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen, who died in 1933. He asks both of these questions and answers them both beautifully. The answer is found in his Sefer on the Chumash called Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah. The Chafetz Chaim, first of all, quotes a Medrash in the Sifri in Parshat Naso, Piska Nun Bet. The Medrash says that it was Netanel ben Tsuar, the Nasi of Yisachar, who gave the gift on the second day, who had the idea that each of the Nasi'im should give the exact same gifts. The Medrash says that Netanel ben Tsuar could have looked at what Nachshon ben Aminadav gave on day one, and he could have upped the ante a little bit. He could have given more. He could have outdone Nachshon. He could have outdonated Nachshon. But Netanel ben Tsuar on day two said to himself and to the other Nasi'im, let's all give the same gifts. And that is the reason why the Torah spent so many words saying the same thing. Why did every single Nasi decide to give the same thing? Says the Chafetz Chaim, Kedei shelo tipol kina bein ish l'reyehu, so as not to invite jealousy, to cause competition among the Shvatim and among the Nasi'im. This effort, this goal to reduce jealousy, to work together, that is the reason why we read every single Nasi's gift. That in itself is a powerful message. Naso is the longest single parsha in the entire Torah because Hashem wanted to send us a message, the message of avoiding conflict, avoiding envy, of doing everything we can to get along with others and to make sure that no one feels inadequate or lacking. And the Chafetz Chaim goes further. In reality, these korbanot should not have been brought on Shabbos. But Hashem says, in the Chafetz Chaim's words, Atem asitem ba'ofen kazeh kedei shetihyu kulchem ahuvim ze lazeh velo tipol kina v'sina b'neichem k'chu oti gam kein b'neichem v'aten Ve'tein lachem et ha-shabbat sheli. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Hashem is prepared to give up his Shabbos, to suspend, so to speak, the halachot of Shabbos because of the efforts of the Nasi'im to avoid kina, to avoid competition, to avoid one-upsmanship. This is a powerful and important message. It's particularly an important message to hear right after Shavuos. We know about the achdus that we needed to have have and we need to have in order to be worthy to receive the Torah. But that message cannot be left on Shavuos. It is a year-long, indeed a lifelong message that we need to internalize. Have an amazing day, everyone.